Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 117. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Hymn number 117. The scriptural will be given by Wendy from South Carolina.
I shall read from the Bible, Psalms. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, who is art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 266. Our God is love, and all his sons his image bear, we know. The heart with love to God inspired, with love to man will glow. Hymn number 266.
Our God.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We start each Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson and other topics that need to be covered. Kind of a Sunday school for adults. And we had another really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you'll also be able to find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets at 11 a.m. every Sunday morning. And that Sunday school is actually available to children just about anywhere where there's a telephone. It has its own teleconference number, and many of our students do not live in the area and attend by telephone. And that means that if you don't live in the area but have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call us, call the church, we'll give you the number, and our Sunday school teachers will be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15. At this meeting, you can hear testimonies of healings, lives vastly improved by the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers. So if you do come in person, you can bring the whole family. We're going to be busy this month. A little advance notice. Our annual corporate meeting of the members will be held on Thursday, January 30 at 8 p.m. And for those of you who are members, we will be electing trustees. And if you can't attend in person, you will be able to attend through the regular church teleconference number that you use for attending the services. Our websites total a number of 18 in 18 different languages. And what this means is that people around the world are able to enjoy the very finest Christian Science literature in their own language. We're very grateful to those of you who have found one or more of our websites, have found the healing truth of Christian Science, and have found our church. And I'd like to point out, this week we are featuring on our English language website an article that I recommend very highly entitled God's Nearness by Mary Baker Eddy. If you ever thought that God was not near, ever, you need to read this article. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we will have the reading of a testimony of healing from our textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Annie from Virginia.
From page 655, A Joyful Experience. In love and gratitude to God and to Mrs. Eddy, the interpreter of Jesus' beautiful teaching, I wish to tell of some of the benefits which I have received from Christian Science. It is a little over a year since Science found me in a deplorable condition, physically as well as mentally. I had ailments of many years standing, chronic stomach trouble, severe eye trouble, made almost unbearable from the constant fear of losing my sight, a fate which had befallen my mother. Also, a painful rupture of 25 years standing. These ailments, combined with unhappy conditions in my home, made me very despondent. I had entirely lost my belief in an all-merciful God, and I did not know where to turn for help. At that time, Christian Science was brought to my notice, and I shall never forget the sublime moment when I perceived that an all-loving Father is always with me. Forgotten was all sorrow and worry, and after 4 weeks reading in Science and Health, all my ailments had disappeared. I am today a healthy, contented woman. All this has come to pass in one short year, and my earnest desire is to be more and more worthy to be called a child of God. This is in loving gratitude for an understanding of this glorious truth. Mrs. R.J., Chicago, Illinois.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 2 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject: God. The golden text is from Psalms. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. The responsive reading is from 2 Samuel. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer.
The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence.
I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies.
The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me.
For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God.
And the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them.
For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God?
God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect.
Craig will now read.
The Bible. 1 Chronicles. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Jeremiah. I prayed unto the Lord, saying, Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great is his counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even unto this day, and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Joshua. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hands Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And Joshua, the son of Nun, called the priests, and said unto them, Take up the ark of the covenant, and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said unto the people, Pass on, and compass the city, and let them that is armed pass on before the ark of the Lord. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, Ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout. Then shall ye shout. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. They came into the camp and lodged in the camp. And the second day, they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day, they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpets, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. So the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and took the city. So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. Isaiah. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Mark. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand. And they watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said unto the man which had the withered hand, Stand forth. And he said unto them, Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days or to do evil? To save life or to kill? But they held their peace. And when he looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored whole as the other. And the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him and from Judea, when they heard what great things he did, came unto him. For he had healed many, insomuch they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues and unclean spirits. When they saw him, fell down before him and cried, thou art the Son of God. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Ephesians. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he would grant you, according to his riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Elizabeth from Georgia will now read.
I will read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The starting point of divine science is that God Spirit is all in all, and that there is no other might nor mind, that God is love, and therefore he is divine principle. Christian science eschews what is called natural science, insofar as this is built on the false hypothesis that matter is its own lawgiver, that law is founded on material conditions, and that these are final and overrule the might of divine mind. Good is natural and primitive. It is not miraculous to itself. Obedience to material law prevents full obedience to spiritual law. The law which overcomes material conditions and puts matter under the feet of mind. To admit that sickness is a condition over which God has no control is to presuppose that omnipotent power is powerless on some occasions. The law of Christ, or truth, makes all things possible to spirit. In the Bible, the word spirit is so commonly applied to deity that spirit and God are often regarded as synonymous terms. And it is thus they are uniformly used and understood in Christian science. As it is evident that the likeness of spirit cannot be material, does it not follow that God cannot be in his unlikeness and work through drugs to heal the sick? When the omnipotence of God is preached and his absoluteness is set forth, Christian sermons will heal the sick, History teaches that the popular and false notions about the divine being and character have originated in the human mind. As there is in reality but one God, one mind, wrong notions about God must have originated in a false supposition, not in immortal truth, and they are fading out. They are false claims which will eventually disappear. If what opposes God is real, there must be two powers, and God is not supreme and infinite. Can deity be almighty if another mighty and self-creative cause exists and sways mankind? Has the Father life in himself, as the scriptures say? And if so, can life or God dwell in evil and create it? Can matter drive life, spirit, hence, and so defeat omnipotence? Can deity be known through the material senses? Matter is not sentient and cannot be cognizant of good or of evil, of pleasure or of pain. By interpreting God as a corporeal savior, but not as the saving principle or divine love, we shall continue to seek salvation through pardon and not through reform, and resort to matter instead of spirit for the cure of the sick. As mortals reach, through knowledge of Christian Science, a higher sense, they will seek to learn not from matter, but from the divine principle, God, how to demonstrate the Christ, truth, as the healing and saving power. The teacher must make clear to students the science of healing, especially its ethics, that all is mind, and that the scientist must conform to God's requirements. Also, the teacher must thoroughly fit his students to defend themselves against sin and to guard against the attacks of the would-be mental assassin who attempts to kill morally and physically. No hypothesis as to the existence of another power should interpose a doubt or fear to hinder the demonstration of Christian Science. Unfold the latent energies and capacities for good in your pupil. Teach the great possibilities of man endued with divine science. Teach the dangerous possibility of dwarfing the spiritual understanding and demonstration of truth by sin or by recourse to material means for healing. Teach the meekness and might of life hid with Christ in God, and there will be no desire for other healing methods. You render the divine law of healing obscure and void when you weigh the human in the scale with the divine, or limit in any direction of thought the omnipresence and omnipotence of God. Resist evil, error of every sort, and it will flee from you. Error is opposed to life. We can, and ultimately shall, so rise as to avail ourselves in every direction of the supremacy of truth over error, life over death, and good over evil. And this growth will go on until we arrive at the fullness of God's idea. Man's enslavement to the most relentless masters, passion, selfishness, envy, hatred, and revenge, is conquered only by a mighty struggle. Every hour of delay makes the struggle more severe. If man is not victorious over the passions, they crush out happiness, health, and manhood. Here, Christian Science is a sovereign panacea, giving strength to the weakness of mortal mind, strength from the immortal and omnipotent mind, and lifting humanity above itself into pure desires, even into spiritual power and goodwill to man. Let the slave of wrong desire learn the lessons of Christian Science, and he will get the better of that desire and ascend a degree in the scale of health, happiness, and existence. The history of Christianity furnishes sublime proofs of the supporting influence and protecting power bestowed on man by his heavenly Father, Omnipotent Mind, who gives man faith and understanding, whereby to defend himself, not only from temptation, but from bodily suffering. My weary hope tries to realize that happy day, when man shall recognize the science of Christ and love his neighbor as himself, when he shall realize God's omnipotence and the healing power of the divine love in what it has done and is doing for mankind. The promises will be fulfilled. The time for the reappearing of the divine healing is throughout all time. And whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now, and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 208. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou, my child, on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 208. Let's now sing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land, gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being and the Correlative Passages from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter, or its infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because he knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that had this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Isaiah, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Amen.